Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Final segment here.
Yeah.
We've been talking 45s, and of course, they've got a few of them for you out at Williams Gunsight Company.
Yeah, they do. And Williams Gunsight's bringing you this segment of the show. On the range since 1926, open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. You can call them at 810-653-2131. But better off, just go out there. Let's do some shopping today. It's a good day to shop. So get out to Williams Gunsight. They're right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish. They've been on the range for 99 years. Isn't that amazing? 99 years they've been in business. Ranges, tactical gear, gunsmiths, handguns, hunting gear, sporting arms, you name it, Williams has it. So go to WilliamsGunsight.com. Check it out. And like I always do, I link on their website right to their used gun page, and I check out all their used guns. It lets me shop from home while I'm drinking coffee in my PJs.
Yeah,
I don't have PJs. I wear a gun apron all the time. But anyway, so it's a gun apron. You know,
yeah.
It's got some tools in it.
Oh,
a little bit
for
of grease
when you're reloading.
And for when I'm working on guns. Yeah, especially. So, but if you talk to them, thank them and all of our sponsors. If you're dealing with any of them. For sponsoring the Gunsmith Show, we sure appreciate it. And remember, you can always link to it right from my website, thegss.com. Now, the 45 ACP, do you have yours yet? Are you ready for another one? Because you might have an original one, you might have one that's all souped up, but you might be ready for some upgrades. Now, 45 ACPs come in a lot of different flavors. Actually, there was more than I could list on this show, but I'm going to go through some that are available that are up-to-date, new, fancy workhorses like Glock. Glock has four different models of 45s that I know of, and they come out with other ones all the time. They're always coming out with something new. The Glock 21, the 30, the 36, or the 41, I've actually owned every one of them. I love them. They're lots of fun to shoot, and high-capacity 45s. The old 1911s only held 7 rounds plus 1. These guys hold 13 plus 1. So how about the SIG P220? The SIG P220 is one of the finest finest 45 ACPs you can get. But SIG also makes a beautiful collection of 1911s, the P227, which is a concealed version, and the P320, which is the big polymer-framed workhorse, big gun. Tons of fun there. I'm telling you what, they are nice-feeling guns. They fit the hand like a glove. Kind of got that John Wick look to him. Now, speaking of John Wick, he had it. Remember when he got the 1911 where he got one gun, 7 bullets for $7 million?
No.
You don't remember that in John Wick?
No.
All right. Well, it was the one where Fishburne told him, John Wick, one gun, 7 bullets, $7 million.
Oh, yeah.
And he gave him the gun. And it was a Kimber, 1911.
Oh, yeah, because he
had to kill 1,000 people with one gun.
And he didn't he wasn't allowed back into the
whatever.
So he couldn't go to his usual sources.
Exactly.
And this guy took advantage of his desperation and sold him one gun for $1 million.
Well, Kimber has just a tremendous amount of guns on the market, and Williams has a bunch of them, new and used. You'll check them out. Ruger does the same thing. They just got a tremendous amount of 45 ACPs, Blackhawks. Semi-autos. They even got a carbine in 45 ACP, which is really cool. Takes the magazines for their handguns, and you can shoot 45s through it. The Taurus autos and the Taurus Judge revolvers are big news in 45s. The autos are decent, and the Judge revolvers are awesome. Gerson has come on strong with a whole bunch of 1911s, and they've got some really good-looking models. I got one that's got just all the bells and whistles. I haven't even shot it yet. I'm excited about that one. And then let's go next is Carr. Carr Arms. That's K-A-H-R / Auto Ordnance. They're the ones that make the Tommy guns. Plus, they make a bunch of semi-automatic pistols, 1911s, and the Carr, they have a carry pistol that they make that's really good. Colt is still in the business. They're still making, and we're not talking Colt 45 malt liquor, okay? That's not what we're talking about, Dan. I know you're licking your lips right now this morning thinking about that. But they are actually owned by CZ now. And I'm excited for the future. CZ's a heck of a gun maker. And they're making some really good guns with Colt. I'm sorry to see that the old Colt is not the old Colt anymore, but I'm hoping for good days. Another one that's really big on the market right now is Springfield Armory. They got an amazing lineup as well of 45 options. Just tons of handgun options. They must offer 15 different options on 45 ACPs. Rock Island Armory, FN. Rock Island makes some nice ones too, but FN, tremendous guns. The FN FNX in 45 ACP is an amazing gun. 15 plus one round. Bond Arms, Dan, you'd love this. Bond Arms, great Texas gun company. They make Derringers in 45 ACP, so they're pretty cool too. I'll talk about one in just a second from Williams on the used list. Beretta still makes 45s, carbines and pistols. H&K, H&K makes a 45 carbine, the old gray ones from years ago, about 20 years ago. If you can find one of those police carbines, they are phenomenal. Now, the least expensive carbines on the market are from a company called High Point out of Ohio, of all places. Pistols and carbines. They're like $375 down to two and a quarter for 45 ACPs. Another company called HS Product, it's Product. They make pistols. They're made in Croatia. And IWI is Israeli military weapons. They are phenomenal guns. They are really, really good. I was just looking at one last week. They have a lot on the market. Smith & Wesson, Walther, Mack. There's so many. The sky is the limit. You will wear yourself out trying, if you want to say, I want to go look at every 45 available. You will wear yourself out. Smith & Wesson's done a great job with them, too. Lots of options. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And custom lines from companies like Night Force and Ed Brown and Cabot Arms. This list is huge. Literally, the range is from $239 to about $45,000 with the per gun with the list I just gave you. Cabot Arms can sell you a 45 ACP for $45,000 if you want.
How do they justify that?
Because
what makes it a $45,000 gun? Or is that just is that a pricing strategy?
No,
it's not worth $45,000.
Their guns are so well. You know, you can buy shotguns for skeet that are $100,000. They are
those are overpriced too.
That the Cabot Arms one is made out of a meteorite, but it's the metal so strong they made it out of a meteorite. And it's highly collectible, and one of our old friends here was on the radio with us years ago, Matt Dorito from Rock and Roll Guy. He was here with the banana and came on our station to talk to us.
Okay.
And Matt's got one, and he's actually got his bass guitar that holds two Cabot Arms 45s built right into the bass guitar, but his are only like $8,000 units. He wants to buy the meteorite one. He just hasn't bought one yet.
Seems kind of gimmicky.
It's unique, to say the least. But, you know, some people got to have a Lamborghini. Is a Lamborghini worth $380,000?
No.
I don't think so. No. I like my Ford truck, you know, or my Chevy truck,
whichever
one I feel like driving, or my Dodge. But so let's quickly look at some more used guns from Williams Gunsight, because there are some really cool ones, like that Bond Arms Derringer. 45 ACP, stainless steel. It's only got a 2.5-inch barrel. This little thing's going to kick like a little mule. It's got the box and the manual. But here's the cool thing. Williams is only $269.
Huh.
You know, so that'd be a neat little pistol to have. Be a good belt pistol to have.
Right.
And because they're really tough to use. They have a tough hammer. But the way they break open, they're inherently safe because they're pretty hard to screw up. You don't carry them cocked. You cock them when you got to use them. They've got, and that's just one of the guns at Williams. They got a Glock 36, which is a cool gun. It's a single stack 45, small concealable 45 ACP, but it's still a Glock. It works perfect. This one's got the holster, the case, three mags, and night sights for $560. They got several Kimbers. They must have 10 used Kimbers right now. A Kimber Custom Lightweight 45 ACP, 5-inch barrel. It's brown Cerakoted, so it literally looks like a chocolate bar. Fiber optic sights, two mags in a box, $689. But if you want a brown gun, you don't see many brown guns.
No.
Some of them we call peanut butter colored. Like I got a Glock that is peanut butter colored. They call it peanut butter. They don't call it. We call it peanut butter. I think they call it flat dark earth or something.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like peanut butter to me. But cool gun, $689 on a brown one. They got an all stainless one. It is absolutely beautiful. 4-inch. It's the Pro Carry 2, which is a concealable 45. Nice gun, $739.95. So the sky's the limit. You got all kinds of options out here. Ruger makes a whole bunch of 45s as well. They got one called the P345. Been very popular in my family. I got a lot of family members that own them. They like them. They're easy to shoot. It's two-tone. The grip is black. The top is stainless. It's got two mags. It's a beautiful gun. I mean, it really looks nice. $389. And I think it holds 8+1. I think it's a 9-shot. Smith & Wesson has a real hit with their Shield model 45 M&P. Now, this is the 2.0. It's got a 3 1/4-inch barrel. It's also got a green laser on it and a box and one mag. That Shield is only $499.95 with the laser. So that's a heck of a cool gun for the money. Now, there's dozens more. Literally, I could go for an hour talking about these, but we're out of time. So remember, like us on Facebook. The Gunsmith Show is our name on Facebook. Like us, follow us, and throw me some input. You can email me, shooter@thegss.com. Any questions you have or any topics you want me to hit on, and I thank for some of the folks that called last or emailed last week, and we're going to start talking about some more quiet rounds out of some rifles and appease some need to find out some information. And we got to go. Dan's saying, cut it out.
Yeah, it's the point of the show where we're gonna say, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Adios, everybody. Go to thegss.com.
The Bye. Gunsmith Show, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.